You must see that Christ has to die again. Can you hear that?
Wow.
Does it touch anywhere?
Yes, he's right. I mean, it's, yeah. He's already died, he's going to die again.
I mean, you've got to apprehend his death, is all it means. He died once for all time. But in order for it to make any sense for you now, you've got to see it as immediate. And in the bird, when we kill the bird spiritually, symbolically, and we let the other one go free, the bird we kill is going to be you. And the bird we let free is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And when there's the sin offering has to be made, you have to physically lay your hands on the sin offering, meaning that you identify with it. You see that it's you that die, that dies, but then see that it's you that are dead on the cross with Christ.
What you said about being feeling complete or perfect, I never put that in my life until during this period. There were like glimpses where, you know, I want to live in that. I think I felt like what it would feel to not condemn anybody, because if you feel.
Mm-hmm. Right. If you're
Christ
not,
is your life, Christ is everybody else's life. Then,
yeah.
And it's illegal. It's illegal. Out of the equation to put it to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every time you feel condemnation coming up, you know it's that one that's been bruised in the head with a deadly wound that's trying to raise himself from the dead.
And I know from this month that all it produces is instant aloneness, instant separation. And the payoff is some weird flesh sensation, but it's at the expense of fellowship, joy, everything.
Amen. Okay, let's go to Leviticus 14. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, This shall be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought unto the priest, and the priest shall go forth out of the camp. And the priest shall look, and behold, if the plague of leprosy be healed in the leper, then shall the priest command to take for him that is to be cleansed two birds, alive and clean, and cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. And remember what the definition of healed is over here earlier, where if you're the only, I mean, it's, if you understand what that means.
Totally
leprous. There's no.
Can I have an expansion? It's neat that the.
This is not an expansion time.
But I really want to.
Look out, Judy's expanding.
Where the priest went, had to go outside the camp, you know, Christ went out, going outside.
He went outside to get us.
Okay.
She's expanding.
That's a good expansion.
May we continue, Jim? Then shall the priest command to take for him that is to be cleansed two birds, alive and clean, and cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. And the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed in an earthen vessel over running water. As for the living bird, he shall take it, and the cedar wood, and the scarlet, and the hyssop, and shall dip them, and the living bird, in the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water. And he shall sprinkle upon him that is to be cleansed from the leprosy seven times, and shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bird loose into the open field. In other words, he's loose into the open. I mean, in other words, he's truly free. He's not directed towards a city. He's not directed towards the wilderness. He's free. And he that is to be cleansed shall wash his clothes and shave off all his hair, and wash himself in water, that he may be clean. And after that he shall come into the camp, and shall tarry abroad out of his tent 7 days. In other words, you go through this process, you get with the kill a bird, dip the bird, the other bird, get sprinkled 7 times, get and totally shaven, and then you have to wash and wash your clothes, immerse. And then you're still unclean for 7 days. You can't go back into your tent. You can't go, and we'll explain that in a minute. But it shall be on the 7th day that he shall shave all his hair off his head, and his beard and his eyebrows, even all his hair, he shall shave off. And he shall wash his clothes, and he shall wash his flesh in water, and he shall be clean. So what they did was he was shaved and washed, and then at that one day when the bird was killed, and he waited 7 more days, and then he was totally shaven and washed again. And on the 8th day, he shall take 2 he lambs without blemish, and 1 ewe lamb of the first year without blemish, and 3/10 deals of fine flour for a meat offering, mingled with oil, and 1 log of oil. And the priest that maketh him clean shall present the man that is to be made clean, and those things before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the priest shall take 1 he lamb and offer him for a trespass offering, and the log of oil, and wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. And he shall slay the lamb in the place where he shall kill the sin offering and the burnt offering in the holy place. For as the sin offering is the priest's, so is the trespass offering. It is most holy. And the priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering, and the priest shall put it upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be clean, are cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. So now we're going to take blood from that dead, from the sin offering, and we're going to put it on the tip of your right ear, on the thumb of your right hand, and the big toe of your right foot. And this is what you hear, what you do, and your walk, now covered in the blood. That's not all yet. And the priest shall take some of the log of oil and pour it into the palm of his own left hand. And the priest shall dip his right finger in the oil that is in his left hand, and shall sprinkle of the oil with his finger 7 times before the Lord. In other words, toward the Holy of Holies. And the rest of the oil that is in his hand shall a priest put upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, on top of the blood. And upon the thumb of his right hand, on top of the blood. And upon the great toe of his right foot, upon the blood of the trespass offering.
It's like a sense of, thank God for Christ.
Amen.
And you have to go through all the, if every time you put your eyes on yourself.
You had to go through this.
You had to go through this.
And he, now by one offering, he has perfected forever them that are sanctified.
Amen.
And the remnant of the oil that is in the priest's hand shall he pour upon the head of him that is to be cleansed, and the priest shall make an atonement for him before the Lord. Now what happens now, you're totally bald. There's no more, and the hair means all of the false covering, all of your false ideas, all of the judgments is the hair of your body, your entire body. So then you're hearing, and you're doing, and you're, because you've already seen, otherwise you couldn't be made clean. So now it's your hearing, your doing, and your walk. And then he takes the oil that remains and dumps it on your head. So now you let the hair, the oil run down totally over your body. So that means you're Christed, or you're anointed. I lost my place. And the priest shall offer the sin offering, and make an atonement for him that is to be cleansed from his uncleanness. And afterward he shall kill the burnt offering. And the priest shall offer the burnt offering and the meat offering upon the altar. And the priest shall make an atonement for him, and he shall be clean. And if he be poor and cannot get so much, then he shall take 1 lamb for a trespass offering to be waved, to make an atonement for him, and 1/10 deal of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, and a log of oil. Now what this means is, now you are a partaker of all of the offerings. Before you could never partake, even during the 7-day period when the priest declared you clean first, until the oil and the blood was put on your ear and your hand and your foot, you still couldn't partake of the offerings. But now, after this period, then you can partake of the offerings. Now you can apprehend the fullness of what the offerings of Christ were, what it meant. And verse 22. And two turtle doves or two young pigeons, such as he is able to get, and the one shall be a sin offering and the other a burnt offering. This is for poor. And he shall bring them on the eighth day for his cleansing unto the priest, unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord. And the priest shall take the lamb of the trespass offering and the log of oil, and the priest shall wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. And he shall kill the lamb of the trespass offering. And he can't kill it until, the priest can't kill it until the man to be cleansed has put his hands on the head of the offered animal to signify that this should be me. And 24, the priest shall take the lamb of the trespass offering and the log of oil, and the priest shall wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. And he shall kill the lamb of the trespass offering, and the priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering and put it upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. And the priest shall pour of the oil into the palm of his own left hand, and the priest shall sprinkle with his right finger some of the oil that is to be in his left hand seven times before the Lord. Now, why is this repeated? Anybody have any hints?
Well, is this still talking about injured pork? Injured pork, maybe they just run through the whole thing. The first time they said it was regular.
No, this is the first time was with the blood of the bird. This time it's the blood of the trespass.
Yeah. That's right.
So it's like the leper has to, it's like accepting. I mean, he has to be made one with the trespass. It's got to come into him. He's got to.
Okay.
All of it. A new creation.
And the priest shall sprinkle with his right finger some of the oil that is in his left hand seven times before the Lord. And the priest shall put of the oil that is in his hand upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot, upon the place of the blood of the trespass offering. And the rest of the oil that is in the priest's hand he shall put upon the head of him that is to be cleansed to make an atonement for him before the Lord. And he shall offer the one of the turtle doves or of the young pigeons, such as he can get, even such as he is able to get, the one for a sin offering, the other for a burnt offering with the meat offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for him that is to be cleansed before the Lord. And this is the law of him in whom is the plague of leprosy, whose hand is not able to get that which pertaineth to his cleansing. And the reason this hand is not able to get what pertaineth to his cleansing is why?
He's poor in spirit.
He's
poor in spirit.
Well, I think it says it's for the poor, but I think it means a great deal more. I think it means that the priests then even recognized that this was just done as a type of him which is to come. So, the idea of...
No one would be able to get that which pertaineth to cleansing because it had to looking forward to Christ.
Amen.
Okay? Nobody could pay the price.
Yeah. Nobody could pay the price. All right. Now I'm going to go through, that's the law, and I'm going to go through the oral, how it's done, how it's physically way it was done. How is the leper cleansed? First of all, a new earthenware flask was brought in. A flask that had never been used before. And 1/4 log of living water from the pool of Siloam, which was 1 micron from hell, which is where you've been.
Closer than that,
was put into this earthen vessel. And 2 undomesticated sparrows also were bought. The 2 birds must be exactly alike in appearance, exactly alike in size, exactly alike in color, and exactly alike in price. They must be purchased at exactly the same time. That's we'll see that, huh?
For a farthing.
This is the same mystery as the scapegoat. That had to be exactly alike. Okay. One of these was slaughtered over the earthenware vessel, containing the living water, so that the blood went into the water. And a hole was dug in, exactly in front of the man to be cleansed. And the dead sparrow was buried in the presence of the leper. So the killing of that sparrow and the apprehension of its death, the apprehension of its blood in the water, the living water, and in seeing the old sparrow, the dead sparrow, buried. If they had any, I mean, this was a big deal. And they saw, and the priest taught in Targum, that this is you. And the reason it was a bird here is this was your spiritual life. So it was the old you, is you watch it buried. Okay?
Which you saw it die, literally.
Yeah.
Not just it was, you saw life.
You saw it.
Was the sparrow clean animal or not clean?
Yeah. It says clean.
Clean.
That really is wild that it was your spiritual life. But you usually don't think of your spiritual life in this whole process.
In all of the ancient times, in all of the mysteries, whether it's in Judaism or in the Egyptian Book of the Dead or the... Anyway, the bird always indicated your spiritual life.
So just saying, if you don't, if when you see this death take place and you only think of it as a physical death and the spiritual death isn't included because you just don't think of it that way, then you still think you've got your old spiritual life. Your death isn't a complete death.
You've got to see that this is, all of it is now dead.
Why is a bird spiritual? It's
well, it's spiritual because that's what God said it was.
Good enough.
Well, they're flying around, you know,
flying around
and
stuff. Like an angel.
Yeah.
Like an air source.
But that's why in the Egyptian hieroglyphics, up there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When they have, it's a man's body with a, anytime you see a man's body with the head of a bird, that it means it's talking about his spiritual life. It was the way they communicated in pictures instead of language.
Yeah, it's sort of wild. You've got, in a, here you got a Jew, right, who's a leper. And he knows...
You can't say that.
What?
It sounds like you're being anti-Semitic.
No, you got an Israelite who knows the law, and he knows that the cleansing of for touching the dead body is to mix the ashes.
This isn't Mrs. Lepers.
Is to mix the ashes of the red heifer with the water from the pool of Siloam, right? So what does he see now? He sees in front of him a bird, which represents him. The bird's head is pulled off. The blood drips out into the living water. The flesh is taken and thrown into the ground and discarded. The life is in the blood. That goes in place of the ashes of the red heifer, and it's mixed with living water, and this is the thing that's going to do it.
Right.
It's like baptism, but a zillion times more.
Right.
It's just incredible. And he would know that.
Right. Okay, now, with this understanding about the sparrows used for the cleansing, I'm going to read Matthew 10:28-31. Quote, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father. But the very hairs of your head are numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows." Can you hear that? Next, cedar wood, hyssop, and scarlet wool were taken and bound together with the wool hanging lower. The wool must be, the knot of the wool or the thing must be hanging down lower than the cedar and the hyssop. The Talmud says, "On what account is the leper cleansed with the aid of the tallest of the tall trees, the cedar, and with the lowest of the low trees, hyssop? He had exalted himself like the cedar, but now he humbles himself like the hyssop."
Yeah.
Remember the reason we didn't, the ancient rabbi said that the reason one got leprosy was what? Slander.
Oh, plus slander of the brother and slander of the priest. Leprosy of the forehead is slander of
the priesthood.
Priest, the slander of the rest of the, leprosy of the rest of the body is slander of the church, the brother. Ask me about that. Ask me any questions. No, 15 tapes later. Notes on every one.
Yeah, because you're really slandering the head of the church.
The prescribed measurements of the cedar wood are 1 cubit in length, and in thickness 1/4 of that of which a leg of the leg of a bed. Why in the hell did I put that in there?
Interesting.
Mighty important.
Leg of a bed.
Just to see if you'd get distracted.
I got distracted. I wrote it.
When you wrote it.
The prescribed kind of hyssop is one that is neither the Greek hyssop, nor the Stibium hyssop, nor Roman hyssop, nor any kind of hyssop that has a special name. It has to be the commonest mundane of all hyssop. There's nothing special.
There's nothing special about it.
Talented hyssop.
It's common.
It has no career objectives, this hyssop.
Excuse me.
The bundle of the cedar, the hyssop, and the scarlet, along with the tips of the wings and tail of the living bird, were dipped together into the earthen vessel with the living water and the blood of the first bird. Then the back of the leper's hand was sprinkled 7 times with the whole bundle that had been dipped. And some say that the sprinkling was also done on his forehead, in the same manner one sprinkled the lintel of a house from the outside. And when he was about to set free the living bird, he did not turn his face towards the sea, or towards a city, or towards the wilderness, but towards an open field. I'm not too sure I understand why that is, but I know it's really important.
Yeah, and they dipped the wingtips and the tail. And that's how a bird controls its flight, is with the very tips of its wings and its tail.
When the priest was about to cut off the hair of the leper, he passed the razor over the whole of his skin. The leper washed his garments and immersed himself totally. He is then clean so as not to convey uncleanliness by entering into a house. But he still conveys uncleanness by his contact with man and vessels. He may not eat of the offerings. He may enter in within a wall of Jerusalem, but must keep away from his house for 7 days and is forbidden marital intercourse. Now after 7 days, he cut off his hair a second time. He washed his garments and underwent immersion. He was then clean so as not to convey uncleanness, like a dead, creeping thing. Now after he had brought the offering of atonement on the following day, he may also eat the hallowed things.
That's now, sort of like coming back from the dead or something.
Yeah. Now 3 classes of persons must cut off all of their hair before full cleanness can be attained, and their cutting is a commandment: the Nazarite, the leper, and the Levites. If they cut their hair, but not with a sharp razor, or if they left but 2 hairs on their body, the act has no validity, and then everything must start all over again. So if there's any 2 things that are still your false covering, speak now. They may be...
Cut them off.
As I said, the 2 birds must be alike in age, appearance, and size, and price, and must be purchased at the same time. Now, if the blood of the first bird had been poured away before the sprinkling, but the bird that was to be let go must be left to die. In other words, everything had to start over again. If the one that was to be let go died, the blood of the first bird was no good, and it must be poured away. I mean, all these intricacies show, you've got to see it as when it says that Christ fulfilled the law. He didn't sort of just throw it away. He didn't throw the law away, and it doesn't do you any good unless you apprehend it. Okay, on the eighth day, again, now after the full cycle of time, the eighth day means the resurrection. So this is your resurrection day. He brought three beasts, a sin offering, a guilt offering, and a burden offering. A poor man brought a sin offering of a bird and a burnt offering of a bird, but for the guilt offering he must bring a beast. He must bring the lamb, the goat. The leper approached the guilt offering, placed both hands on it, and then it was slaughtered. Again, he saw that it caused a death, that in order for him to get back into the camp, a death was required.
Which one is the guilt? Is that trespass?
Trespass. Two priests received the blood, one in the vessel, the other in his left hand. The one with the vessel sprinkled it on the wall of the altar, the other approached the leper. The leper had immersed himself in the chamber of lepers, then took a position at the Nicanor gate, between the gate, it was the gate between the court of women and the court of Israel. So now you're going to stop being a pussy. That's what this means. Can we turn the tape back?
Oh, sure.
Huh?
We should.
You would offend some people.
My presence offends some people. The leper put in his head, and the priest applied the blood from the guilt offering to the tip of his ear. He put in his hand, and the priest applied the blood to the thumb of his hand. He put in his foot, and the priest applied the blood to the great toe of his foot. If he had no right ear, because it had fallen off in leprosy, or no great toe, because it had fallen off in leprosy, or no thumb, according to one school of thought, he could never attain cleanness.
Man, the strict school.
The strict school.
This would be the opinion of rabbis who had never been lepers.
But according to Rabbi Eliezer, who's the school of thought that we follow, he ruled that the blood is applied to the place where the missing limbs were.
Used to be.
And thereby it attains cleanness. So if we had like to apply the blood to the tip of the forefinger, with Harry, we just have to go poop.
Dwight tried to show me the new in handshake, and you have to have fingertips on your right hand to do it. He couldn't make
it. And the priest took some of the log of oil and poured it into his colleague's hand. He then dipped his right forefinger into the oil and sprinkled it seven times toward the Holy of Holies, dipping it for every sprinkling. He then approached the leper, and to the same places that he had applied the blood, he now applied the oil. Now remember what this is. The blood is atonement. The oil is empowerment. So we're not going to go, we're not going to kill Harry so you get some blood, but you have to symbolically see that the blood of Christ has been applied to your ear, your thumb, and your great toe.
Is that why he has to die again? Christ?
You have to see that this caused him, this to do this. You have to apprehend, in actuality he's not dying again, but you have to see in your spirit that if you were in that position, Christ would have to die in order that you can come back into the camp.
And there's empowerment. So.
The empowerment is the Holy Spirit that comes upon you. Now, to the priest, it is accounted as if no atonement was made, if any of the oil was missing from the log before he poured it out. In other words, if you doubt spiritually in the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, then the priest can't apply the log, can't apply the oil. Now, if a leper brought his sacrifice as a poor man, and while he had leprosy, he became rich, or as a rich man, and while a leper became poor, all depends at his on his condition at the exact time of the offering. Rabbi Judah ruled at the time of the guilt offering, since he is the first to be offered. A poor leper that bought the sacrifice of a rich man has fulfilled his duty, but a rich man that brings the offering of a poor man has not fulfilled his duty and could not be accepted. Now, what I want to do, and again, this is only symbolically, I want Gary to apply the oil on your right ear, your right thumb, and your right toe. Okay?
The literal toe?
Literal toe. Okay. Are any of the parts missing?
No.
Okay.
It's the right big toe.
So just for the type, what we would do if this were, if that's the court of women, and then this is the court of Israel, then you would stick the part that you're going to be applied in, and between this imaginary line. And so I want you to do that. I want you to feel it, emotionalize it.
Well, I'm in here with the court of these women.
No, you're in here.
No, you're in the court. I'm in here.
He's in there with them.
And there's a laser that goes right across
even
here.
If the priest comes through, you get fried. Can't come in.
I'm wrong with it.
Been outside, can't come in.
Does he need to take his shoes off?
Yeah, you need to take your right shoe off.
Your other and right. Then you see your head
in there. And a sock.
I'm going
straight toe.
You're not going to anoint tennis shoes. That's illegal.
Yeah.
Well,
the laser deal there.
Huh?
There's a thing there.
He can't come through. Get the dirt off.
He keeps sticking his head through. He's going to get hurt.
Okay.
Ear first?
Ear, the right ear first.
Like your head can touch that.
Sideways, that's it.
Yeah. The right thumb of his right hand.
It's the thumb, Mr. Thumbkins.
Now you got to lean in that half of your body.
And now you're right.
It's the more what I do.
Right.
What I do.
Right.
The way I walk.
Now everywhere you go.
Every place your foot touches is the promised land is empowered by the Holy Spirit.
Everything's got to
Now what you do.
Pour the rest of it out.
No, don't do that. Just I want put a little in your hand, and I want you to put it on his head, top of his head, and then take a stuff and cover the place on his forehead.
And feel better.
And now on his forehead. Okay. Now, by the listen carefully a minute. I want to say this. Normally, this would take 7 days, and then 7 more days, and the 8th day. But we have redeemed the time, so now you are welcome back into the brethren.
Yahoo!
Hallelujah!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great toast.
That means you can cook for Seder.
Anybody have any thoughts?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's neat to see that 3D.
But you see, you have to see what it costs. It costs, this is... You have to see that, you have to begin now to see that two things. One is that if a judgment comes forth, it's the evil one trying to raise himself from the dead. And secondly, makes me cry, but if you judge one of the brethren, you're judging God, you're judging Christ. You have to emotionalize that and see it. There's nothing, it wasn't the leprosy that was meaningful, it wasn't even that, that was all just a picture to cause us to be able to see really what the fullness of the sacrifice of Christ has been and is. Amen?
Something hits me, the thing where Christ was talking about how you're the branches and I'm the vine, you can of your own self do nothing, and I can of myself do nothing. And it's like the tip of the bird's wings and the tail of the bird, that's what the bird thinks that it uses to control. And it's like your ear and your hand and your foot are the things that you think that you use to control, you know, what you do or how you walk or your balance. And I think part of the symbolism of this is to renew this, to know that it isn't you doing stuff to control stuff. It's Christ is working through that hand.
Christ is walking through that flame. Christ is seeing through these eyes. And this lie of, oh, I heard that, or I touched that, or is a lie.